The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Real interesting story this week. Uber drivers won an epic 6-year battle for workers' rights this week. And one of the lead claimants on the Uber case was James Farrar, who's General Secretary of the App Drivers and Couriers Union, who's originally from Enniscorthy. This happened, of course, in the UK. It was front page headlines on the Financial Times yesterday. James is on the line. James, good morning.
Good morning, Damien.
Well, for listeners here, we use Free Taxi, or Free Now, I think is the app. They changed their names so many times here. But Uber's similar enough, isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all these apps use the same business model. I mean, I think Free Now yesterday said, they give their drivers much more freedom than Uber do. But that's really not the case. And in fact, the new frontier in what we're doing is looking at the level of algorithmic control. And we're bringing new cases across multiple apps. And we'd love to talk to Free Now drivers in Ireland about that as well.
Well, will you tell me about this case and why it's so significant? Probably for the broader gig society, the broader gig economy.
Well, I think you have to understand what it is that Uber were trying to do here first. And that's, what Uber had done in this market has been absolutely replicated by everybody. And that's why the ruling is significant, because it really changes that. It challenges and changes that practice that now can't go forwards unviable. What Uber was doing, it was setting up this contractual arrangement where the driver is directly contracted with the customer and Uber is acting as an agent. And so its argument then in court was that, well, look, we're not an employer. These are commercial contract arrangements. Commercial contract law is what we all rely on to run business. And, commercial contract law must be respected. Now, there was a key case here in the UK called AutoCleanse, which gave the judiciary freedom to set aside these types of contracts and interpret them as employment contracts, to reinterpret them as employment contracts. And that's what happened in our case, and that's what Uber appealed all the way to the Supreme Court. And so what the Supreme Court decided was, the purpose of employment legislation is to protect workers. It's a thoroughly decent moral ruling that the law is there to protect workers and you just can't contract out of it. And they even described this type of contracting arrangement as a mischief. But it wasn't just the workers that were getting conned here. The taxman was as well, because it's setting yourself up as an agent rather than as a transportation provider, which is what you really are. Uber was escaping VAT because there's no VATable supply. The VAT obligation was being passed to the drivers, who all fell below the VAT threshold.
Yeah.
And so nobody was paying the VAT. So now the upshot of this is that about £1 billion in VAT has to be paid back to the Treasury.
And this goes back for you personally to a nasty incident back in 2015.
Yeah, it does, yeah. Well, look, I was the archetypal gig worker. I was starting a non-profit organisation at the time, looking at something completely different in supply chains and land grabbing in Romania. And I was doing a little bit of this on the side to sort of extend my reach at the time. And I was assaulted one night. And, I thought, well, it's fine. It's a digital app. Everything is tracked and traced. This will be fine. But I couldn't get the details of the passenger from Uber, and neither could the police. And Uber was demanding the police go and get a court order. And so this went on for about 10 weeks. And it was at that point then we started talking to lawyers about, what's going on here? What's the contractual arrangement? Where's the duty of care? And that's
so you discovered really you were out in a limb. They were wiping their hands off you. You might be using their app, but after that, you're on your own, pal.
Totally on your own, yeah. And what we're doing here is, Uber and the technology platform companies are selling us a vision of freedom, of modern employment that is flexible. But what's really happening is we're actually going back into the last century. We're completely unprotected by even the most basic employment law protections. Are just completely circumvented.
Yeah. So what's the bottom line now here for Uber drivers? Because it was very emphatic. It was a unanimous court victory for you. Are they going to face a big payout? And what does this mean for you going into the future and for people like you?
Well, I think Uber's reaction has been strange. They're trying to contain it as just applying to 20 people, the original claimants. Well, that doesn't make any sense because, you know, they didn't need to pursue it all the way to the Supreme Court and spend millions of pounds on it. If it was just 20 people, it could have been resolved ages ago. I think they're in denial. There's also a straitjacket in there that the judge has given an opinion that actually the regulatory regime that Uber operates on in London, according to transport regulations, make it impossible for it to be anything other than an employer. So it's very difficult for Uber to get out of this. But it is denying it. But we're working with a law firm that's already got 8,000 claims stacked up. But the future of this now is that a lot of the management control, which you have to evidence to show your employment relationship, has been taken behind a digital curtain. And that's why we started through Worker Info Exchange, new challenges in Amsterdam, through the GDPR, which is covered in Ireland as well, of course, so to demand that algorithmic transparency.
Yeah, so a real precedent has actually been set. Before I let you go, I presume you have lots of time at the moment to go through the judgment anyway, or are you busy?
Oh no! Went through it with a fine tooth comb. It's a magnificent judgment. It was much further.
But I'm just wondering. I mean, for Uber drivers, they'll have lots of time to go through it. Or, you know, are they kept going over there despite all the lockdowns and so on?
It's been
business
very,
bad.
It's very bad. It's now off about 80%. The ONS, in the UK, the National Statistics Office, shows that profession is one of the highest occupational death rates. We've lost two union members to COVID. And yet, you know, the trouble is that they have to keep working because they have to make contributions to their financing.
Absolutely.
It's very sad. But at least, you know, what's really good about this is that, you know, at least with holiday pay, these people can afford to stop working. Right. And the truth is, you just couldn't afford to stop working.
Okay, and look, there's a lot of similar cases here, and we've heard reports of it as well. I'm going to leave it there. James, thank you very much indeed for joining us, and congratulations on the case that you've taken.